But the introversion thing, I think it's, I mean, I'm sure he knows, but it's essentially whether you get your energy from yourself or from other people.
From myself.
Yeah. So that's that. That's sorted, your introvert. Because it doesn't mean you're shy. It doesn't mean you don't like people. It doesn't mean you don't enjoy social stuff. It means that basically, how do you recharge? Do you recharge by other people's energy? Do you need people around you to sort of feel alive? Or do you actually weirdly feel sort of more alive when you're left to your own devices, doing your own thing with your own thoughts and your own stuff?
Yeah, that.
So it's about the recharge. Yeah.
It's a recharge. I need to be left alone. I need some quiet time.
Exactly.
I need to look at, like, just rest and...
Yeah, that whole thing about preserving time that's for you.
And then I've got the energy to go back out again.
Exactly. So, exactly. So, and that's, and whereas an extrovert, when they're tired, they'll be like, right, where can I go? Who can I talk to? What can I do? Not necessarily consciously, but that's their drive. That's they need to get out and see people in order to feel restored.
That's why some people can't be on their own, can they?
Yeah, they literally don't feel alive. The extreme extrovert really struggles with their own sort of sense of anything if they've got no sort of gauge around them, no feedback from anyone. Whereas when you're someone that gives yourself your own feedback, sort of, in the broader sense, it's the opposite. It's almost like I feel like if I'm with people for too long, I feel like I've lost myself.
Yeah.
Whereas an extrovert would probably feel like they've found themselves. And the reverse is true when you spend time alone.
Yeah, I think when I spend time with lots of people, it's almost like the energy's going out.
Yeah,
and I start to drain.
Exactly.
And so to recharge, I need to be in mind for a bit.
Yeah. The place I used to really notice it was at work, having meetings, and especially quite long meetings where everyone had talked quite a lot. What I noticed is that if we had a break or at the end of the meeting, some people would linger and keep talking, and I would literally just... And I didn't really have the awareness I have now, but I would just look at the door and get out. Not necessarily because of the meeting or the conversation, but that need to not be in a room with people and not hear voices, and certainly not carry on a conversation.
Mm.
You know, whereas I'd notice people would sidle up to someone and go, oh, yes, that thing, and oh, yes, and should we get a cup of tea? And I would go,
that's so true. I've been to things, seminars or conferences. It's like,
it's almost like a power switch goes off and I have to be,
if there's a break,
like, down.
I don't want to carry on socialising. I need that time. I need to go for a walk. I need to go
find
to the
a
park.
Corner.
I need
like
to...
in a conference or something, try and find a corner where no one is, and then someone comes over to talk and you're like, oh, my God. I thought I'd find a corner, but you found me.